Given the brevity of the press conference and the fact that Eric spoke from us, just from a statement and took no questions,
yeah.
Is there an issue over his status on the team?
Again, we're really focused on, I'm not getting into all that. It's we're totally focused on this day for Eric and his family and his friends. A lot of ex-players here. It was neat support for him, and that's really all this day should be about.
You mentioned that there would be a lot of questions. You know, after this statement, I feel like a lot of people are going to have those. Is there any sort of clarity you can provide to this situation?
No, it's tough. It's you know, there's all sorts of things when you're doing roster management and all that. So he'll stay on the roster, you know, for now, and we'll figure out what's the best tactic for the Buffalo Bills and as we move forward. But there's really, we're a long way away from figuring out where we're going.
Does there remain any chance he could still play?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't believe so. But, you know, that's, again, we're just really trying to, with the news, you know, it happened fast for him and for us too. So we're all still soaking it in and trying to make the best decisions.
Brandon, I'm just jumping in here, but obviously a lengthy delay was my understanding. There was a lot of discussion going on as to precisely how to handle this wording, just a statement, no questions, that sort of thing.
Right.
Can you give us the best explanation you can on where things stand on that front?
Well, I think they were just a little bit late getting in here, to be honest with you. I don't. I know he had a phone call to make, you know, with his agent, and I don't know what was discussed.
How much contact did you have with Eric between the time you found out about the Mac and today, or is this the first time?
No, we've talked a few times, yeah. It's tough, you know, talking about his family. He just had a kid. You know, it's a big blow for everybody, and, you know, we're all just soaking in. This was fast news. And as Eric said, unfortunately, it got leaked on Friday, I believe. So that kind of threw a wrench in everything.
Brandon, as GM, obviously always got to look ahead.
Yeah.
How do you fill this leadership void that
it's,
he creates?
It's a big void. You guys know what the leadership he brought. There's a reason we re-signed him in August and had hoped, you know, we extended him 2 years, and, you know, you always hope to get all the years. Doesn't always happen, unfortunately, here. Didn't, but, no, that's a big void on the field, in the locker room, and we'll do our best to try and do that.
The fact that there are that he's still on the roster, is that an indication that there's some unresolved contractual stuff?
Well, we don't have any cap room right now. Like, you know, you roll it over, so he'll be on our roster for a while until we figure things out.
Not to get specific, you know, you can't do that, but is there a certain way that you have to kind of approach this as far as the CBA is concerned, all different kinds of designations? Is that what you're working through right now, basically?
Yeah, that's all what it is. It's just we'll get it worked out. He'll do stuff on his end, and we'll do it with the help of the league office and the management council, and we'll figure it out from there.
Is it disappointing in the sense that the day that you hope to send Eric off just became something to this effect, just a statement,
well,
and you can't really
celebrate. You don't want to try and celebrate, and hopefully he can celebrate again. I think it's neat that he was able to get a lot of ex-players and friends and a lot of guys that are in this locker room here and staff, and that shows what Eric meant to the team and the community, and I'd really rather just leave it at that. I think that's the fair thing for him and for us right now.
Was there a reason he didn't elaborate more, Brandon? Do you know? Why didn't he take questions or elaborate?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Is it your understanding, Brandon, that his intention is to be done playing football?
I believe that's what he's been told now. Again, we're still working through it. We're not going to do any designations till we get a finality from both sides.
You mentioned Dr. Cappuccino's statement. How aware are you of a second opinion who might have gotten that?
You know, I don't want to get into it. I know he did, but I don't know how many.
Taking the football aspect out of it completely, you obviously know these guys. You work with them. You see them on a day-to-day basis. How tough is it for you as a general manager to hear something like this?
No, it's, you know, Eric's a good guy, and he brought good personality to the locker room. Like I said, he was one of the guys I know everybody, the media-wise here, went to in certain situations, good or bad, for this team. Even as I was coming on board, I was looking at some of the guys that generally in front of the microphone. And so he brought a leadership, you know, captain, all those things. And I think somebody asked it earlier, that's hard to feel on the field, off the field. But we'll do our best to get that done.
Brandon, so as I understand it, you're still trying to figure things out in terms of both sides, in terms of some type of settlement, CBA related, how this goes. And I didn't hear you say definitively that Eric Wood feels he's done playing football.
Yeah, I don't I don't want to get into that, whether he's definitive or not. I think we're still, this is all fresh. It's all new. There's never a perfect timetable for somebody to come up and talk about a situation like this. This is, again, I just hope we all, you know, as we report on this and write about it, we can support Eric and write about his day and try to make it about him and not about, you know, us going forward.
What was the purpose of this, though? Like, you have all these people here for that, for a minute and 42 seconds, and then he brought
up. Yeah, I mean, this is Eric's day, you know. So if he wanted to talk for 20 minutes, he could talk for 20. I mean, that's not something I could really answer.
Did the team set this up, or did Eric ask for it, or how did it come about?
I think it was mutual.
There seems to be some disagreement on his side somewhere. Is this, did you know this was coming, or did this day go different than you envisioned it waking up this morning?
I didn't really have a vision of what it would be like. I've been to many different ones. They all have their own flavor.
When did you find out that Eric was told he couldn't play football anymore?
Couple of weeks ago, the first time. It happened pretty quick after the Jacksonville game, but I don't remember the exact date. But it was around within a week of that game.
Brandon, so I might have missed this, but he is getting a second opinion, or to your knowledge?
I believe he's had more than one opinion, yes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, he has.
And it's definitive, both opinions line up with the...
I think that's where it's at. I can't say he's not going to get any more. I don't, that wouldn't be fair for me to answer. Okay.